The technician was having more yoga with his purpose, the technician was having our chain of us to show power. So we were discussing the whole Bir Halacha last week about a person who put on a tzitzis very hastily and didn't have kavana, whether that's, and if you hold mitzvah shvichas kavana, so he discussed that maybe not only he didn't get the mitzvah, now he's wearing a beged without dalet kanfos. And then we saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach had a discussion that that maybe if you wearing if you don't do the mitzvah, you don't have kavana. The question is so you didn't get the mitzvah, but does that mean that it's considered a zero? Like if you're sitting in the sukkah without kavana, so you didn't get the mitzvah. But is it considered eating chutz l'sukkah? Is it a zero, or it's just you didn't get the mitzvah? But the ma'aseh is still eating in the sukkah, so it's not considered eating chutz l'sukkah. Or do we say no? But you don't have kavana for the sukkah, so it's like eating. So that's the question. When if you hold mitzvah shichas kavana for a for like a sukkah or tzitzis, and you didn't have kavana, so you don't get the mitzvah. But is it like wearing a beged without tzitzis, even though the mice you wear tzitzis? Is it mamash a zero, or it's just you don't get the mitzvah, but it's still not the bittul of eating chutz l'sukkah or wearing a beged to lead down tafels? And we discussed mezuzah also. So then, so let's see here. We're on page 10. So he says, so on page 10, we tell you this. On the top of page 10 on the right side, the first arrow of the Hayah. This is packet. I could test. Now, your Nirulani is Daiti. The Kimosha also make legago. If you make a make on your roof, Balonis Kavin Lemitzvah. You didn't have Kavada for the Mitzvah. Avogav the Mistabra, the Lokoshik Kimitai. So, he didn't. We're on page 10. Page 10, packet. You test page 10. Whereas a person put up a makkah, he's not a, say, he's not a religious person, he's not a Shomer Torah, but on the other hand, he's practical. He doesn't want something to happen, so he put up a makkah on his roof, and then he becomes a Baal Tshuva. Then he becomes a Baal Tshuva. So does he have to put it up again, the same mitzvah? What do we say? So he says, Yana Yana is mitzvah. He's not going to violate the law of Los Hosim Domin Vesechbos. So Maisa, it's up. But he's not considered mevatel the essay of Asiyas Maka. In other words, it's not a bittul essay. He didn't get the mitzvah essay. אבל מי שיש לו מכה בגגו, אף אגב שנעשה באופן זה דולו כעובד כלל של מצווה, כאון שעושה מעליה, או על ידי עקום. זה אין עקום built it. So עקום can't even be a שליח. אפילו הוכי, פשוט דיינו עובר עוד בעשי קיימן דמהשנו לרמי עלי כלל שום חייב לעשה זמכה.
Could you say this is like the same thing I had, like on Pesach when we have matzos in chabura? A lot of times the chabura doesn't take challah so that everybody can be zoche to take the mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah challah, because not that many people do it. But on the other hand, if you eat matzah that's already ufrash, it's not tevel, it's 100% kosher.
It was ufrash from before.
Because somebody else in the bakery, they were mafish for everybody.
Yeah, mafish for it. Yeah. Yeah, but there, the mitzvah was done. Here, the mitzvah, it wasn't a mitzvah because it wasn't even done by a guy.
He didn't have intent, but he still did it, and he's a Jew.
Yeah.
So he's not a Hindu intent, but he's a non-religious Jew doing a mitzvah.
Yeah, or a guy. Say a guy did it.
Oh, but I'm saying that's because a guy doesn't have a mitzvah.
Right, so the mitzvah wasn't done. The mitzvah wasn't done. But he's saying, he says it's hard to say, so therefore the mitzvah wasn't done, so therefore, but you don't get the law of lososim domu v'secha. And the mitzvah is not done, but there's no bittul mitzvah. In other words, the mitzvah now doesn't exist anymore. It's maybe it's like kisal aruach.
The Chori is saying that a frum kablan, right, a frum contractor, should leave his should not build a maakeh and give every person in the building the schus of putting up a maakeh.
Or he could be the shliach for the people.
Okay, I'll say that.
The same thing on mezuzah. In other words, once the mezuzah is up from the previous owner, so you never thought about the mezuzahs, but it's not considered a bittul asay. Kol sheish mezuzah miskayem es hamitzvah me'aleha. In other words, there the mitzvah is mekuyim by itself. Kabalo shom kavan. So he says, "V'kemen shekain efshar the betzitzis the sukkah im omnam dechi ha'gavden ha'avi mitzvah bo me'aleha." In other words, was if it was a mezuzah there from a previous owner, so now, and you go into the house, and you were so busy the whole day, you just moved in, and you didn't think anything about the mezuzah, you just forgot about the mezuzah. So we're not going to say that you mevatel the mitzvah because there's no action to do now. It's me'eleha. So you don't have to have kavana for the mezuzah. Okay, hopefully when you see the mezuzah, you'll think about the mezuzah, but you don't have to have kavana. Kavana is when you have to do an action, so you have to do a kavana for the action. So maybe by tzitzis, Tavgal Jim Lovash will keep in the mitzvah, the loss of mitzvah, Lo Domin, become welcome, Gambito, Lesse, Lekash, Kevin Shainu, Bechuiv, Kab, Asiyas, Tzitzis. So maybe the same thing over here. In other words, if if the tzitzis are on the beged already, and you didn't have kavana. Say you again, case in the Mishnah Berurah, you were running to put it, you got the aliyah by mincha, you weren't thinking, you were just thinking you just gotta get this on, and you weren't thinking. So the Mishnah Berurah says if you weren't thinking, then you didn't get the mitzvah and you were mevatel mitzvah. So Shlomo Zalman says, no, he doesn't think so. Maybe he didn't get the mitzvah, but he doesn't think it's a bitzel mitzvah. Because he says, Kevin she'enu mechuyiv klal basiyas tzitzis bebeged, she'atzitzis kvar tluyim bo, kedinu kadas. U'dloke mishne brewer she'kosiv dover be'esek. Nimtza da'achal she'tol tzitz b'gdo af she'im chazav v'lov she'o mikham mitz mechaim shafim chol pam shalovish mitzitz esek, tzarech levarech. In other words, if you ever had tzitzis on your beged already, so then every time you put on the beged and you have kavana for the mitzvah, so you have kavana for the mitzvah and you have to make a bracha. But if you weren't mechavin, he thinks that you wouldn't get the mitzvah, but you wouldn't also get a bittul mitzvah either. Gimel kafir shapur mitzvah chem mizuzah ilav de mikar lo tikul vach vakvi hayatzarech shapir kol lokech vach mishashu nichnas like Rabbi Kiva mikol mochem nichnas lo dor lo niskavin enu chashiv klal over LSA. So that's what he says. He thinks there's a middle category. There's doing the mitzvah, being mevatel the mitzvah, and then a middle category of that you didn't get a kiyum mitzvah, but you weren't mevatel the mitzvah either. Because it's a mitzvah that there's no asiyah, it's memela. You put the beged on and the tzitzis are there, it's memela. So if you have kavana, you get the mitzvah. If you didn't have kavana, you didn't get the mitzvah because you just put it on. But it's hard to say you mevata. It's hard to say, therefore, it's considered like you're wearing a beged for lidal kafas. The Mishnah Berurah says if you put it on your beged very quickly and you didn't think about it, like you got the aliyah, you rushed the rope. Not only you didn't get the mitzvah, but you're mevatel. It's like putting on a beged b'li tzitzis. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, no, he thinks there's a middle category. He thinks there's a middle category of that it's not considered putting on a beged b'li tzitzis, even though it might not be a mitzvah, but it's not... Yeah. But it could be a mitzvah also, that if you had kavana, that you did the mitzvah. Yeah, so I don't know which is more mistaber. You were saying Shlomo Zalman.
And so the Mishnah Berurah is sort of denying the Metzias.
You're right, he's denying the Metzias, but maybe that's what Mitzvah Shechis Kavana is. It's denying the Metzias. He says, if you weren't Mechavim, then you didn't get the Mitzvah. Why didn't I get the Mitzvah? I did the Mitzvah. I ate the Matzah, but I wasn't Mechavim. Okay, well, I heard the shofar, but I wasn't Mechavim. I just liked the sound of a shofar. It's okay, Lashir. It calms my nerves.
Well, because the mitzvah is the listening or the eating, or but here the mitzvah is that the not to wear a beged that doesn't have tzitzis.
That's not the mitzvah.
It's
wear a beged with tzitzis. Yeah.
Is the mitzvah to wear a beged with tzitzis? So you should, and if your mitzvah is shechus kavana, you have to have kavana for that. And if you didn't have kavana.
It's still
a
level of a matir.
Yeah, so that's what Rav Harari wants to call it. Rav Harari says maybe it's not a mitzvah, but it's still a matir. And matirs don't need kavana. Right. So you still have the heter to wear the beged.
It's like sukkah. Let's say you didn't realize you were in sukkah. Wait.
You ate
outside of the sukkah.
He wants to compare. Take a look on page 10. To shechting. Gabi is the most of the shechitas chulin. You don't need kavana. Shaloba kavana. The pashut who the came and was kavan the mitzvah or came kal sa essay. You didn't get a mitzvah essay. You didn't have kavana for the mitzvah. Feel hachi kmodi sur deivim menachai. There's no Eivim Menachai left. So there's an Isser, a bit Isser essay that you shouldn't eat an animal that's not Shechet. Besides the idea of Nevela, there's an Eina Zvucha. So he says he doesn't think that you would violate the Bittul essay of Eina Zvucha. Because Lamaisa was Shechet. Even though you didn't have. So all these are examples of this middle category. By tzitzis, by sukkah, by shechita. And that's, but the Mishnah Brura said, no, there's no middle category. If you didn't do the mitzvah, so then, like what Rav Aaron said, the mitzvah is that the tzitzis aren't, the tzitzis disappear. The tzitzis disappear. They're there. So Rav Harari says, well, they're there. Yeah, but they're strings. They're not tzitzis. That's what the Mishnah Brura said. They're strings. They're not tzitzis.
Yesterday were tzitzis and they were strings.
Today, yeah, it's just strings. It's not tzitzis. It's just strings.
So it's saying
that tzitzis
is
a
mouth here, like
sheep
is a mouth here?
Maybe that's what
Harari
wants to phrase.
It does purely a mouth.
Yeah, I'm saying, I mean, all of them together. All of these, they're all in the category of.
Yeah, I know some sense another level. That's okay.
When
it eats,
you have to. That's it.
Yeah, take a look here at Shlomo Zalman on page 11. He says in the second arrow, says, "Came the sinul hachi for Shvani to be ikar hachakira shadu musupachim ba every day chalik ben sukkah latzitzis. Did the tzitzis chom shapir lomar ala lovish below tzitzis lo kavana the mitzvah lohavi ala veira nami lohavi haynu why? So Rav Harari says it's like a matir, it's a middle carry. Haynu shum doleka klal chovas gavra lulbosh beged sheish below tzitzis. There's no chova to wear a beged." So you chasin adam, but you don't have kavan. Or she kiseu aruach. That's the case in the Gemara. The wind came and blew the offer over the dam. Davukav shalom also mitzvah. You don't say you have to take it off now to do the mitzvah. Came and shadam al kol pani mechusa. But he says maybe sukkah is different. Mashenkim sukkah, the economic chovas gavra shall sukkah's teshu. Keitadur v'chayim l'sag v'shiv z'yomim in sukkah kebeso. Yonah shirotz olasas dover shein regilu masos al toch bayis galechol achilas keva olishon mischayiv taken into sukkah. Rabbi Shishiva. So the kevin shekain efesh the hoel v'lo. He says maybe sukkah is different because sukkah is a real mitzvah. So maybe there's no middle ground by sukkah.
But it's like what Moshe says, the mitzvah kiyumis and the mitzvah chiyubis.
Chiyubis, yeah. Maybe.
So according to Rav Moshe, if you come to Eretz Yisrael and you don't have kavanah, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, right. In other words, what's the deal if you come to Eretz Yisrael because you're a secular Zionist and you're not doing it for mitzvah Hashem, you're doing it for you're a secular Zionist, but you like you know. Zionism, not as a religious thing, but as a, I don't know, a cultural thing or whatever you want to say. So when you get the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, if you're not coming there to do the mitzvah, that's what Rabbi Aaron is asking.
According to Rav Moshe, who says that it's a mitzvah.
It's a key mitzvah.
Not a mitzvah. So maybe, the Ramban, I don't think, would agree with that, but okay.
Yeah, right.
It's not the Mitzvah.
The Harari points out that the Vilna Gaon's famous piece that the two mitzvahs that you do with your whole body is Yeshiva Sukkah and Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael. Right? So he's saying that maybe sukkah is different than tzitzis. With tzitzis, you don't have a chova to wear tzitzis. There's no mitzvah. So if you didn't have kavana, this person was saying the word is because it's just the mitzvah of the memela. Tzitzis. Once it's on, it's a mitzvah of the memela. So you didn't violate the issur of wearing tzitzis. But now you want to say that the difference is that sukkah is a mitzvah. Even though if you're sleeping, then you have to sleep in the sukkah. There's shivas yomim teshuvah sukkahs. So he says. So maybe if you're just staying in the sukkah, it's a nice day. Nice day. You like to sit outside. You would sit outside anyway. So nice day. But you're not doing it. And you're eating the sukkah.
That's a bit of a thing.
So he's suggesting that maybe that's a bit of a say. He says it's maybe if you put on tefillin without the kavana, maybe it's the shabbat. It's like a kachafta, the lomor of tefillin. So that's important. If you're in a Lubavitcher Shliach, you have to make sure to tell the people, not that you should put on tefillin, that Hashem commanded us to put on tefillin, and we're doing it because of the command of Hashem. And that's why we're doing it. God has commanded us. So then when you put it on, you're putting it on because Hashem commanded.
And if a person is a kofer and he says he doesn't believe in a Kodesh Baruch Hu,
right? So that's what Rav Harari just says, the same thing that you asked, Rav Harari. That what if he's an atheist? What if there's an atheist? Could an atheist are the mitzvahs of an atheist meaningful or not?
It also can't be things either. You say we're doing it because of the mitzvah of Hashem.
A lot of people believe in Hashem.
No, I'm saying meaning, but just because you say it doesn't mean that that's actually just intentional.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people believe in Hashem, but it's sort of lazy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean so many atheists. It's more, I don't care.
What did you say?
I don't really meet so many people these days who are really hardcore atheists. More like people who
just lazy. You're saying they're just lazy. They're just lazy. Yeah.
No, but acharei ha'masim nimshachim ha'levavot.
Right, that's the Sefer Achinuch in Parshas Bo.
And so certainly even a person who screams all day that he's an atheist to put tefillin on him maybe makarif him. You don't know.
Yeah. Right. Then he says another question of Shlomo Zalman. We have a concept of lav hanitak le'esek. Right? In other words, if, say, according to some chametz with Pesach, you buy chametz with Pesach, so you violated a lav, you get malchus, but if you burn it, then you did a mitzvah esek, and you misaken the lav. So he says, Yigam yishlod l'chor b'lav hanitak le'esek, page 11, if he does the mitzvah with maisa, but he didn't have kavana by lav and itak lase ain't lokin alof. If you wouldn't do the essay, you get malchus. So here he did it, but he didn't have kavana. That's an interesting shayla.
He wants to say you should get malchus?
He wants to say that yesh lodin, he says.
In other words, the Torah gave you a way to fix it. You didn't fix it, so you get malchus.
Right.
He wants to fix it, yeah, but I thought lava didn't. That means it's in a different category. It's not in the category of malchus. That's all.
But you have to be mekayim the essay.
You have to mekayim the essay, but if you don't,
but maybe that's the. But if you don't mitzvah sukkas kavana, so maybe if you didn't have kavana, then you weren't mekayim. You know.
The two
types. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Then there's another fascinating. Shlomo Zalman has a lot of interesting things here. Look at on page 12. What's the din of a person's an onen? Rachman al Islam, he loses a relative between the Misa and the Kavura. You know, he's potter from mitzvahs. So when he gets dressed in the morning, does he put on his talis kotter? Or is that considered a violation of aninus that you're not supposed to do a mitzvah? What would you say? Without looking in, let's think for yourself now. If a person is an onen, does he put on his talis? He's not going to wear his talis kotten because he's not going to be davening. But if talis kotten, he wears every day when he gets dressed. He's not allowed to do a mitzvah's essay. So Rav Harari saying, should be usher. We hold like toes. Rav Harari says the machlokas Rashi and Tosas. Rashi says an onen is potter for mitzvah essay, and Tosas says it's also to do mitzvah essay. So Rav Harari once saying that maybe it should be also to wear the talis cotton in the morning till after the kavura. Do you want to agree with him? Disagree with him?
No, the whole point is that. People usually wear in corporate environments, right? The person normally is wearing talis kotten in the morning, right? And so it's part of his usual visha.
It's part of his usual visha.
Doesn't interfere.
So
part of his little.
Say that he's now, he has to change or usually dresses. In the morning, you put on smell, you just simply die. You specifically put on smell. Simply put on a talis kotten, right? But then we hear on some other article of clothing aware instead of business.
Well, he can just wear a shirt without it. He doesn't have to wear another article. It's just a little to leave out putting on the talis kotten. Is that what he should do?
A lot of people wear the talis kotten as their undershirt.
And a lot of people don't. Yeah, so if you're wearing it as your undershirt, so then you're wearing it as your undershirt. But say you're not wearing, you have a separate undershirt. You're wearing You're wearing it as a talis cotton, just for the mitzvah. Means an onan. And Rav Harari points out, also says an onan not only is potter for mitzvahs, but is also to do mitzvahs.
Even this was already done.
So let's see what he says. Yesh lodon im onan mutar lilbosh baboker as a talis cotton. So he's saying the same thing. If you're not mechaving for the mitzvah, yesh lochosh l'masha kosov the Mishnah Berurah bir halacha. The mainu mechaving the mitzvah have like. In other words, he can put it on and not have kavan, right? But then if he's putting it on and not having kavana for the mitzvah, so he's mevatel. It's like an avera, and over avera. V'dinu kolovish beged shodal kavos lotzitz. Rav Mordechai, so when you give away in the Shabbos, onus efshar the shargam kan came to the rabbi. According to Mordechai, that you can wear a bag of dal kanfos on Shabbos, because Mordechai says it's a mitzvah essay. The issa stems from the mitzvah essay. When you put on the bag, you have to put tzitzis, but on Shabbos you can't put twice tzitzis on. So then you're potter from the mitzvah essay. So should we say the same thing over here? Achiosa nira the kaven shakach darko lubosh tomid also mal b'shchoshiv rak keosim mitzvah b'machshava. The last word klal mishum pegias b'kovet hames. As he's saying, this is part of like what Max was saying. This is part of the way you get dressed. It's sort of like your dress code. And what makes it different? Because you have kavanah of the mitzvah makes it into a mitzvah. But it became part of some melech. But if the mitzvah, what makes it a mitzvah is the machshava. So then there's no mitzvah for an only to do a mitzvah of machshava, only a mitzvah of a maisa. It's also a shtickel chedesh because the maisa you're doing a maisa.
Right, it's not your undershirt.
It's not your own. I mean, just because you do it, you're used to it. He's saying you became used to it, became part of your dress.
It seems to imply that you do outcome, which is not a good thing. But you seem to be saying, like, put on anyway.
That's good part to Max, but according to you, don't worry about first, but it's good.
No, even so.
You didn't, not such
a. That's supposed to go separate my symptoms.
I don't spend much more time in the morning.
It doesn't matter. It's something that's not dependent for mitzvah that's interfering with some priority.
Right, so Rav Harari thinks it should be usher. Rav Harari thinks unless it's mamish, you're on the shirt. But if it's not mamish, you're on the shirt.
Why is it
looked at the
moment shirt?
You wear it as your.
But then, for sure, you can say Rav Shlomo Zalman's thing. You, this is the way you wear your undershirt, and you might have also kavana for the mitzvah, but that kavana is just the moach, and.
It's not like putting tefillin on. Even intuitively, we can feel that putting on tzitzis is not like putting on tefillin.
Yeah, but is that so?
Why?
The Ferrari saying it's because we're doing it.
What mitzvah does not require kavanah?
Yes, I'm saying so. If Pashtus says mitzvah has on all mitzvahs. I told you, the Soros Tshuva, the grandson of the Chasam Sofer, says mitzvahs b'adam l'chaveira don't need kavana. And that's shot in the Sifrei. If you lose a coin and the Ani picks it up, then... But the Chafetz Chaim argues with that too. He says, if you lose a coin and the Ani picks it up, you didn't get a mitzvah because you didn't have kavana. And you might get a bracha that you were a conduit for somebody to have a good meal because he's going to take the money and buy some food for himself. So you get a bracha and shemayim for that, but that's not the same as a mitzvah. It doesn't have that. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says, and others want to say that ben adam l'chaveiro is all result oriented. So if the result oriented is that you gotta that the Adi Eitz ate a good breakfast as a result. But okay, then Rav Shlomo Zalman has a lot of interesting things here on this topic. One more thing that Rav Shlomo Zalman has that we didn't talk about so much. Take a look, page 13. The Dover Arasa Dura, the Dasa Poskim Shmuel. What if you don't like Shmuel? You spoke about the Tzitzis Chovas Talis, right? He said, Poshadu Levisha Begash. So what's the mila for wearing it down? If it's Chovas Talis, just leave it in the drawer. Is there any mila on wearing it? It's a Chovas Talis. So he says, Pshita Blavishus Begat Sheyesh Mo Tzitzis Eino Elohidur Ba'alma Peshiyir Vizkor Kevin De Mekayim Mitzvah Gami Monach B'Kufsa Gam Efshor De Kevin Shigami Kli Kufsa Chai B'Tzitzis Eino Elohidur Begat Sheyesh Mo Tzitzis Eino Elohidur Begat. Right, we said, right, that's what we kept on saying, that a tablecloth doesn't need a, even though a tablecloth has dal kamfos, and if you hold chovas mona, so we kept saying that a tablecloth doesn't require, so the bala inter sheet is mm-hmm. that it's a chovas, it's chovas, right, and he says that point too, right, you need a shirt to chasaba. That's why, moda shmuel, bezakin shasol kvodo, tachrichin shaktura,
Why would the Torah restrict it on something you're going to wear if it's Chovas Mona? So you wear it. Oh. It's a potential. You're going to take it out of the drawer and wear it.
So that's an interesting thing that he's saying that it's... Shavishu to service mitzvah or hider mitzvah. I've ended shechlal to service Yom Kippur. Ach gamze shamina to service manikmo ikers or botur mekaris. Right, he makes a good point. There was kolayim betzitzis is mutter, and he says kolayim betzitzis is mutter, even if you hold it's a chovas mon. So Shlomo Zalman asks, what? Usually, the Essay Dochalosa says, oh, it's the only one way, no way out. But here, I have a great way out. I'm going to put tzitzis on my beggar and leave the beggar in the drawer. And then there won't be any problem with Shabbos. So he's saying, so Shlomo Zalman has this tremendous chiddush that Shlomo Zalman says, and you see from there that there's an Indian. Some type of mitzvah to wear the tzitzis also, even Lamanda Omar Chovas Mana. Even Lamanda Omar Chovas Mana. Because if it wouldn't be anything to wear it, then what would be the heter to wear tzitzis that have shatnas if you hold that it's a begad mana, as a Chovas Mana?
Where does he have the shatnas
on page 13.
That first thing?
On the left side, the first word on was chiv tzitzis. In the middle, it says the brackets. Gam, first word on was chiv tzitzis. Gam, itamzeh mutal lubosh kalayim tzitzis. V'lo amrin adev shel kaim shneim imonach b'kufsa. That's an interesting idea. That's a chovas. Chovas mana That's a chov. Even though it's a chov's mana, you still get a kiyum of the, in the levisha also. He says the Shus Yaakov calls it a Tosefis mitzvah. So that's a fascinating concept of this kavana in a mitzvah change the reality. As you could say, you know, the Mishnah Brewer's idea was that if you don't have kavana, then you don't think whether so now you're wearing a beggar without tzitzis. You're wearing a beggar maybe which has strings on it, but it's not tzitzis. The kavana defines the halachic reality. Something Rav Parnas would say, right?
When you put the tzitzis on,
that's right.
Halachic universe, right? You were in the Shia, you were in the Rav Parnas Shia. Yeah, halachic universe.
I'm saying when you tie them on, you have Shema, Beit
Lishma. Yeah, but okay, but now when you're putting it on now.
Yeah, but where did the Lishma go when you tie it? Just disappeared.
No, it's there, but now when you're putting it on and you don't have to. Mr. Bruce says you're rushing to put it on. Intuitively, you know, Mr. Bruce seems like a big kiddush. But you think about it, unless you say this middle category of Harari calls a matir, then matir doesn't need kavana.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue the Beis Yishai. From Har Nof, is he a neighbor? Shlomo Fisher.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know where he is.
So page 14 and 15 and 16 are from his sefer. So we have
is
to.
Still alive?
No, he was Nifta. Yeah. So he wrote a sefer called Beis Yishai in Halacha and in Agada, two different Halacha in there, two in Halacha and Agada. So he has more about this, about Mrs. Shrikas Kavan.
What time tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, so tomorrow, that's right. Excellent question. What time tomorrow? Let's call it a quarter to 10. Does quarter to 10 work for you guys tomorrow? Quarter to 10? Does that work? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Excellent. Okay. So we'll see what Shlomo Fisher says tomorrow. Go
ahead.
One second. Let me close.